Shutdown fever is fading, finally, but the side effects are still causing some problems, and President Obama is trying to quiet some of that uncertainty and frustration with a memo apologizing to feds. Tom Shoup is the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine and one of my favorite TV stars. You're very impressive on television, I have to say.
Oh, in my vast TV experience.
Yes.
Right?
And let me explain. I'm punching around Friday morning. I'm getting ready to come into the office. And, of course, everything that everybody's talking about is shut down. And I get to C-SPAN for the Washington Journal. And there's Tom Shoup. And he's on TV. And you did a fantastic job. You looked great. And you took the goofball callers that call into that show with terrific aplomb. So congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
This memo that the president came out with, what's in it, and maybe what's in it that you thought was particularly noteworthy?
I think it's always noteworthy when the president communicates directly with federal employees. It doesn't happen all that often, so that in of itself is relatively unusual. And I think that, him feeling the need to say, gee, thanks for, hanging in there over the past few weeks. It was a recognition of the toll that this was taking on the federal workforce, that this just went on over and over and over again endlessly.
The reaction that you're hearing, is it positive, or is it are people kind of cynical and jaded because of all that's going on the last couple of weeks?
I would say mixed. I think there's a camp of people who say, thanks for the recognition that we work hard and do our jobs even in these tough circumstances. And then there's another faction that says, oh, really? Yeah, thanks for the pay freeze, too.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that, by the way.
Right.
One of the things that he's taken some criticism for is that he has not done that on a very regular basis, communicated directly with federal employees. You think this is maybe the start of a trend, or do you think this is probably just an isolated thing because of this whole shutdown deal?
My guess is more relatively isolated because of the shutdown thing. I think there are occasions when he and other presidents feel the need to communicate directly with federal employees. But I wouldn't expect that there'd be dramatically more communication.
One of the smartest things that I've heard in the last couple of weeks, and I wish I could recall who said it, was that this was a terrific dry run for what we might have to look forward to in September and October, because if you're thinking it's crazy that they're fighting over this amount of money, the trillion-dollar fights that are coming up are going to be even more epic. You think that's appropriate? You think that's fair?
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because on the one hand, that's true, that this was, in a sense, the easier of the fights that are coming up. On the other hand, I also think it was a dry run for legislators in terms of understanding what kind of pressure they're going to get and how the reaction is going to play in terms of public opinion on this, and it was not good. And I think it may be enough to cause people to say, gee, I'm not sure we want to repeat this, because the biggest message of this to me was nobody wins in this situation. No one's going to come out of this like Bill Clinton came out of the shutdown of 96, sort of viewed as the winner and stronger. That's not going to happen to anyone this time around.
Speaking of nobody wins, the exact opposite of that is true, and you're a huge winner. Last week when you were on the show, I asked you to use your crystal ball and tell me what you thought was going to happen, and you nailed it, man. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. I was a little nervous at about 11:45 p.m. on Friday, but I guess it turned out okay.
Your call was that there would be a very short-term CR to allow time for the details of a full rest-of-the-year CR to get done, and that's exactly what happened. Vote expected on Thursday. And do you find this noise that's going around in Congress about, I'm not going to support this, I'm not going to support this, some from both sides of the aisle, rather curious? Congressman Van Hollen was on the federal drive yesterday morning with Tom and Amy talking about this isn't a done deal and we shouldn't assume anything and all of that kind of stuff. And yet, pretty much everybody is operating under the assumption that it will pass the way it looks like it's going to.
Yeah, I think it will. I think there are a couple of people on each side sort of taking up the mantle of, we didn't really get what we wanted here, almost to drive home the point that, they really had to compromise. Rand Paul is doing the same thing on the right-wing side. So I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock in that. I can't imagine, because then it's going to get down to individuals having to take responsibility for a shutdown, and I can't imagine anyone's actually going to do that.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks expected that there would be a lot more support for a shutdown from the Tea Party, not just the members in Congress who consider themselves Tea Party people, but in the general population. And I didn't see, as I looked at newspapers and websites and listened to radio stations from around the country, I didn't get any sense that anybody except a real small minority of people were really psyched up about the fact that the government would close.
Yeah, I think that was a very small number of people. I think there were a lot of people up until the last moments who weren't that aware that it was about to happen.
Yeah.
And I think there was I saw this on Friday a little bit, a lot of people sort of blogging and tweeting saying, really, seriously, this is actually going to happen? They're mm-hmm. going to shut down the government?
That was kind of the nature of the tenor of most of the calls on the when I mentioned you were on TV on Friday. That was what a lot of people calling in were saying, is this isn't really going to happen this way, is it?
Yeah, there was that, and then there were the people saying, members of Congress shouldn't get paid if there's a shutdown either.
That yeah, and that was pretty much the gist of it as far as what people knew about this who aren't in our kind of circle
yeah.
of knowledge. All right, your blog post right now on the Fed blog at govexec.com is headlined Near Shutdown Experience, a Perfect Example? And it is a pretty big question mark about whether this is a perfect example of anything, isn't it?
Yeah, I just thought that the back padding got a little out of hand on Friday night and into Saturday when the members of Congress and to a certain extent President Obama were saying, you know, it's great, we came together and the president went up to the Lincoln Memorial and they essentially accepted congratulations from tourists on keeping it open for them.
Uh-huh.
It just seemed to me that that's a bit much, and the White House said this is a perfect example of how we can come together. Well, if, you know, having to do six or seven continuing resolutions and not reaching an agreement until the last minute and then not even technically actually passing the agreement by midnight, if that's a perfect example, it's a perfect example of how not to do things, I think.
Well, I would seem to me a perfect example would be to get it done sometime between Labor Day and Halloween. That would be perfect in my view, I think.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to even pin you to anything this week because you nailed it last time, so my hopes of having something on you to call you on next week are just kind of out the window.
Well, good. I think I should be out of the prediction business.
Well, I'm not going to promise that. I'm not going to let you off the hook that easily. Tom Shoup, editor-in-chief of GovExec.